The Silver Streaks tradition continues on WGIL Galesburg. 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports. Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball.
Tom Meredith back here at Quincy High School, flying solo tonight. Eric Gibson on assignment. Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Quincy Blue Devils. As we're just about ready to get into our starting lineups and national anthem here tonight. So Kira Kilgore comes in averaging 20.5 points per game in the conference and 9 rebounds. Abby Lingenfelter just about 6 points and 9.1 rebounds a game. Abby Davidson, 9 points, 6.5 rebounds a game. Caden Slidick, 5 points and almost 3 steals per game in Western Big Six conference play. For Quincy, their sophomore that Coach Massey mentioned, Taylor Fohey, averaging 14 points a game in conference play and just about 8 rebounds as well. So again, when these two teams met back in December, it was on December 9th, Streaks didn't play a great game, fell 46-37, and that game, Kira Kilgore did not play for the Streaks that night as she was out of town. All right, so the Quincy band has wrapped things up right next to me here. A couple of dancing tuba players were right next to me. So here we go as we get ready for our national anthem here from Quincy High School. Quincy High School Band with the national anthem here tonight. All right, well, we're all ready to get things underway. First off, starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. They'll go the way they've gone throughout the season. Kara Kilgore, 5'8 sophomore. Grace Nelson, a 5'2 senior. We'll also see Caden Slidick, a 5'7 senior. Abby Lingenfelter, 5'9 senior. And Abby Davidson, a 6'1 senior. Of course, Streaks coached by Evan Massey in his 44th year, a record of 960 wins. And 380 losses. Streaks 17-8 on the season, 5-4 in the Western Big Six Conference. The Quincy Blue Devils will start their sophomore, Taylor Fohey, 6 foot and a sophomore. Asia Sungmani, 5'9 junior. Layla Dade, a 5'6 sophomore. Lacey Novosel, 6 foot senior. And Leah Chevalier, a 5'6 sophomore. They are coached by Brad Bergman, the assistant. He used to be the head coach. Now he is the sophomore coach. Asia Sangmany had to listen to the PA guy to catch the proper pronunciation. Sangmany. All right. So Brad Dance, the head coach of the Blue Devils. They came in with a record of 7-8 overall, 3-6 in the Western Big Six Conference. Streaks in their road dark gray. With white numbers, silver and white trim. Quincy in their home white with navy blue number, or a royal blue numbers and trim. All right, stepping into the center circle at 6'1 for the Streaks is Abby Davidson. And at 6'4 Quincy is Lacey Novosel. Ready to get things underway here from Quincy High School. Silver Street girls basketball here on WGIL after an overtime game. Sophomores fell 35-30. We are ready to go here. Tip won by the Blue Devils. Comes into the backcourt. And this is Layla Dade with it. Brings it across, met by Cadence Leidig. Dribbles right. Hands off to Sangmane. Now left wing it goes to Chevalier. Chevalier on the dribble. Top of the key. This is Fohey. Right wing, this is Dade. Pulls up with a 17-footer. Missed it. Grace Nelson with a rebound, but had it stolen away, so the Streaks turn it over. Down to the right side. Shot up and no good. An offensive rebound for Quincy. And it was Sangmane who puts it up and in. 2-0, and now three-pointer top of the key. I didn't even see who shot that. I missed it. Kara Kilgore hit the three. All right, I didn't even catch. That was a quick one. I was looking down, writing down some other stats. So the Streaks lead 3-2, 7-10 to play here in the first quarter. Three-pointer top of the key is missed. Kara Kilgore with a rebound for the Streaks. Right baseline, it comes to Cadence Leidick and tried to swing it back the other way over three Abby Lingenfelter. So the Streaks have turned it over twice already here, leading 3-2, 6:55 to play first quarter. And Quincy with the basketball. This is Dade with it. Right wing it goes to Chevalier. Chevalier dribbles left. Cut off. Top of the key, Fohey. Left wing it goes to Dade. Dade stops. Fires a 15-footer left side. Missed it. Rebound. Fohey went over the back of Abby Lingenfelter. We're going to bring it back the other way. Nice job blocking out by Abby. And that's the first foul on Taylor Fohey. First team foul. Our first foul in the basketball game. Streaks lead 3-2. They'll bring it back the other way. Grace Nelson will set. Quincy will start. Looks like they're running a 1-3-1 zone. Grace Nelson to Abby Lingenfelter out high on the left side. Puts it on the floor. Goes to left elbow. Gives to Cadence Leidick in the left corner. Now Grace Nelson has it. Puts it on the floor. Back to Cadence on the left wing. Top of the key goes to Abby Lingenfelter. Back to Cadence on the right wing. Now Abby Lingenfelter fires a three out high left side. Short. And the rebound comes out long to Sangmane for the Blue Devils. Quickly back the other way. Ball got knocked away and it went off of, who was that last? Dade last. And so the Blue Devils turn it over. Streaks will bring it the length of the court, leading 3-2, 6:07 to play here in quarter number one. Grace Nelson with it. Left side goes to Kara Kilgore. Left corner, Abby Lingenfelter. Back to Grace Nelson on the left wing. Grace to Kara. She'll drive baseline, reverses. Shot was blocked and Chevalier comes away with it. Down to the right corner goes to Sangmane. Sangmane penetrates, stops, kicks it out to the top of the key. Now left wing to Chevalier. Chevalier, back it goes to Sangmane. Right wing, this is Dade. Dade puts on the floor, gets to the free throw line. Fohey, top of the key. Now left wing to Chevalier. Drives baseline, cut off by Kara Kilgore. Kicks back out to Fohey. Now top of the key, this is Novacell. Sangmane, right wing, drives right baseline. A little five-footer up and no good. Abby Davidson with a rebound for the Streaks. Now it goes to Kara Kilgore. Now Grace Nelson, top of the key to Cadence Leidick in the left corner. Fires a three. Good! Cadence Leidick with the three. Streaks both baskets, three-pointers. And Grace Nelson with the assist. 6-2 Streaks, 5:02 to play first quarter. This is Dade with it. Right wing to Chevalier. Chevalier dribbles left, stops at the right elbow, gets to Fohey, top of the key. Left wing it goes to Dade. Dade gets picked from Fohey, lost the ball. Novacell able to come up with it, gets it down on the right block to Fohey, kicks back out to Novacell, left wing Dade. Tried to go baseline, cut off by Caden Slidick, who nearly stole it, but Fohey comes away with it for Quincy. Puts it on the floor, now to Novacell between the circles, right wing Chevalier. Good defense by the Streaks. Chevalier picks up, looking for help. Now Fohey, top of the key, out between the circles. Left side it goes to Sangmane. She'll stop and fire the three, too strong. Rebound comes out long. Going to go to Dade in the right corner. Dade kicks out to Chevalier. Now it is Sangmane to Dade. 4:15 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 6-2. Dade on the left wing picks up. Gets to Fohey, top of the key. And overthrows Sangmane. And Quincy's turned it over twice. And we have our first substitution. Juniper Schwartzman will come in and replace Abby Davidson. 4:07 to play first quarter. Streaks with a 6-2 lead. Grace Nelson will set for the Streaks to Kara Kilgore, left wing. Now Abby Lingenfelter out high left side. Nice backdoor pass to Cadence Leidick, but actually led her a little bit too much. Cadence had to save it in, but it's taken away by Quincy. Three turnovers by the Streaks. Chevalier to Novacell. Top of the key it goes to Fohey. Goes to the right wing. and gives to Sangmane. She fires a three, good. Asia Sangmane, she's got all five of the Quincy points. Quickly back the other way. Cadence Leidig drives up off the glass, can't hit. Rebound comes away to Sangmane for Quincy. Left side to Novacell. Novacell to Fohey. Now it's Dade with it. She'll bring it back out and reset for the Blue Devils. 6-5 streaks lead, 3:24 to play first quarter. Chevalier on the dribble. Goes to the top of the key, picks up and gives to Fohey between the circles, left wing to Dade. Fakes, goes baseline, little short shot up off the glass and in for Layla Dade, and Quincy has a lead 7-6. Kayla, or rather Cadence Leidig with it, now Grace Nelson, and overthrew Abby Lingenfelter, and the streaks have turned it over four times now. And we've got a mask timeout, 3:05 to play first quarter. We'll take a timeout as well. It is Quincy 7, Galesburg 6. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Tune in for the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show weekdays at 11 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Back here at Quincy High School, 3:05 to play first quarter. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Quincy Blue Devils 7-6, thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games. Tonight, driving a very nice pre-owned 2020 Nissan Altima. And it's the SR model, really, really nice gray color and a beautiful dark gray leather interior with orange accents. Really, really nice vehicle. You're going to want to check this one out when I get back on the lot. You can see it tomorrow, 2020 Nissan Altima SR at Galesburg Nissan. If you're looking new, stop by and talk to them. They're going quick, but if you stop by and talk to them, they'll find what you need. 2080 North Henderson, home of the lifetime warranty. Block shot by Capri Ferguson and Kara Kilgore with a rebound. So Capri with the block, and we bring it back the other way. And Alexis Edgerson with it. She's in. Gets to Capri Ferguson out high on the left side. Now Abby Lingenfelter out high. Gets to Kara Kilgore left baseline. Fires a three. Too strong. Rebound tap by Alexis Edgerson, but it's Sangmane that takes it away for Quincy. They hold a 7-6 lead. 2.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Over the top pass and another Quincy turnover. That is their third of the game as tried to get it underneath to Novacell. It was, I believe, Kate Metemeyer who's in for the Blue Devils. Left wing, Kara Kilgore for the Streaks. Now it's Alexis Edgerson, right wing to Capri Ferguson. Nice backdoor to Kara Kilgore up off the glass and in. That's 5-4 Kara. The assist to Capri Ferguson. Streaks retake the lead, 8-7 with 2 minutes to play. Now Alexis Edgerson is going to be called for a push. Had the hand on Dade, and if you're going to call that, I'm fine. If you call that, you're going to call both ways. Haven't seen too much of it, but it looks like that's the way it's going to be called. That's the first team foul on the Streaks. 1:59 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 8-7. Abby Davidson back in. She replaces Juniper Schwartzman. Dade has it in the backcourt. She'll bring it across for the Blue Devils. Dade on the right wing. Looks over the defense against Alexis Edgerson. Goes to Chevalier, top of the key, down the left side of the lane. Shot up off the glass, no good. Abby Davidson with a rebound for the Streaks. Now Alexis Edgerson, left wing or right wing, drives baseline. Try to get to Kara on the left baseline. Knocked away by Novacell. Streaks will have it back on the on their own left baseline. 1:37 to play in the quarter. They lead 8-7. It'll be Capri Ferguson to inbound. Out a little bit further on the baseline. And looking, finally gets it in to Alexis Edgerson. She fires a three out high left side, too strong. Rebound comes away to Dade for Quincy. Back the other way quickly. Sangmane had to run it down to the right corner. Now Chevalier has it on the right wing and nearly threw it away. Novacell able to run it down to the baseline, but nope, they say she stepped out of bounds. So that is four Quincy turnovers now with 1:19 to play in the quarter. Streaks leading 8-7. And oh, we've got substitution. They're just holding the clock as Caden Slidek checks in. She'll replace Alexis Edgerson. 1:19 to play, first quarter. Streaks lead 8-7. This is Capri Ferguson. Bounces for Abby Davidson on the right wing. Nearly stepped out of bounds, and now her pass knocked away, but Kira is able to run it down. Now Capri Ferguson in the left corner. Tried to go back door to Abby Davidson and nearly stolen away, but Abby Lingenfelter gets it back. Now Kira Kilgore with it, picks up, gives to Cadence. Now Capri left side, three-pointer is no good. Rebound is saved by Abby Lingenfelter. Actually, she reached for it, and then Novosel reached for it and stepped out of bounds as she touched it. So the Streaks will have it back just in front of where I'm at here at the end of the court. Inbound comes to Abby Lingenfelter down to the right block, but got knocked away, and the Streaks turn it over. Had a lot of traffic there that time for Abby. Chevalier traveled with an error. No, they called a double dribble. Actually, I didn't. She must have dropped the ball when she got it. That's the one that Eric and I complain about. It never gets called. They catch the ball, drop it. That constitutes your dribble. Then she dribbled again. So that is the fifth turnover now by Quincy. 39 seconds play. Top of the key, Abby Lingenfelter. Abby drives left. Nope, she gets called for the travel. Okay, I'm going to make one up there. I didn't see that one. So that is six Streaks turnovers, five on Quincy. And that was a problem first time around, as we said. The Streaks turned it over 20 times against this team that was, and we talked about during the game, was not the same kind of defense they had seen against, I think, Springfield prior to that. We had seen Geneseo. Nice backdoor pass to Novosel from Fohey. Novosel gets her first basket, puts it down, up and in. But we had seen Moline as well. And now the Streaks turn it over again. Again, another unforced error. That is seven, as tried to get Takira down court, way overthrew her. And Streaks trail 9-8, 18.3 to play, and now seven turnovers to go with their 8 points. But we talked about it throughout the game, the fact that it was not really forced. There's mostly unforced turnovers, and that's the way it's looking so far tonight. Left corner, Chevalier with it on the dribble with eight. Now to Novosel. Now it goes to Fohey in the paint, and step back and shot one up off the glass, got it up and in. That's her first basket, and it is a... the end of the first quarter, and it is Quincy 11, Galesburg 8. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life. And a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan. Galesburg Nissan Car Rental. Galesburg Car Care. And Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Streaks with the basketball to start the second quarter. Kiara Kilgore penetrates from the left baseline. Now it's Caden Slidek down to Abby Davidson on the right block. Fakes, kicks back out to Cadence out high on the right side. Tried to swing it to Kiara in the right corner and turned it over. And now Kiara gets called for a foul, reaching, trying to save that one. That is now eight streak points and eight streak turnovers. So the Blue Devils with it, leading 11-8. 7:40 to play here in the first half. Sure what's going on. The official was said Alexis Edgerson just checked into the game. The official said something to her. I have no idea what. This is Dade with it. Hands off to Fohey, right wing. Dribbles right baseline. Kicks it in the paint to Novosel. Lost the handle and kicked it out to segment A. Now this is Dade with it. Right wing goes to Novosel. Back to Dade out high on the right side. She'll pull it back out against the Streaks man-to-man, working against Alexis Edgerson. Hands off to Fohey. She dribbles left, stops top of the key, gets to Novosel mid-post, drives down the left side or right side, shot blocked by Abby Davidson. So Abby with the block, but it goes back to the Blue Devils. Dade will inbound from the right baseline. And it comes to Novosel. Now it's Fohey out on the left side, 15-footer way short. And the rebound is going to fall out of bounds. It's going to go back to the Streaks. 7:09 to play. First half, Streaks trailing 11-8. Grace Nelson will set the offense in with Abby Lingenfelter, who's got it now near the center circle. Abby Davidson, Alexis Edgerson, and Kira Kilgore. This is Abby Lingenfelter, 15-footer from near the free throw line, up and good. First basket for Abby Lingenfelter. The assist to Alexis Edgerson. And it's 11-10, Quincy. Fohey on the dribble, top of the key, crosses over, nearly stolen away by Abby Lingenfelter. Now the pass got tipped. Novosel nearly lost it, but it went off of Abby Davidson. So Quincy will have it back on their own left baseline. Dade to inbound. 6:43 to play here in the first half. Streaks trail 11-10. Inbound comes to Segmene. Missed the shot. Abby Davidson with a rebound, her third of the game. And the Streaks with a chance to take the lead. Abby Lingenfelter, top of the key, thought about the three, gives to Alexis Edgerson on the left wing. Now it's Kira Kilgore, top of the key, drives right, stops, pulls up a little five-footer, good. She's got seven, make it 12-11. Streaks with the lead. This is Dade left side, Defohi out high on the left side, kind of between the circles. Now right wing goes to Sengmene, working against Kira Kilgore. Now Chevalier fires a quick three, top of the key, that's no good. Rebound fought for. Fohey took it away from Abby Lingenfelter, puts it up and in. She's got four, and it's 13-12 Quincy. Abby Lingenfelter thought about the three out high left side, penetrates, gets to Kiera, lost a handle on the left wing. Now gives out high to Grace Nelson. Grace on the dribble in the center circle to Abby Lingenfelter, fires the three, too strong. Abby Davidson with a rebound. Fohey went over the back and knocked it away. Now it's going to go back to the Streaks off of Chevalier as Fohey went over the back of Abby Davidson and then knocked it towards Chevalier, but she lost the handle on it. So the Streaks get it back. Abby Davidson to inbound. Gets to Abby Lingenfelter. Now it is Grace Nelson out high on the left side. And she got called for the travel. I don't know. I thought she had established a pivot, but she hadn't put it on the floor yet. I didn't see that one. That's nine Streak turnovers, though, with 5:31 to play first half. Streaks trail 13-12. Dade with it, picks up out high right side. Top of the key gives to Novosel. She'll dribble right. Back to Dade on the wing. Dade goes right baseline, bounces for Fohey. She'll kick back to Novosel from the free throw line. Miss a 15-footer. Rebound, Kiera Kilgore. Kiera on the run. Stops top of the key, gives to Grace Nelson on high left side to Alexis Edgerson. Back to Grace. Now Alexis Edgerson pulls it back out. Gives to Abby Lingenfelter out high on the left side. Fires a three. Too strong. Abby Davidson couldn't quite get it. Fohey knocked it away. Novosel comes up with a rebound for Quincy. Under five to play in the half. Down in the left corner. Now it's Novosel over the top to Fohey. Left side. Puts it up and in. Nice high-low from Novosel to Fohey. And it's 15-12 Quincy. And Coach Massey's going to call a 30-second timeout. 4:42 to play first half. It is Quincy 15, Galesburg 12. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streak road games. Check out this 2020 Nissan Altima SR that we're driving tonight. And let's see, this is one. Really, it's a nice gray color. The interior, it's really nice. It's a kind of a dark gray with orange stitching. And you can check this one out on the lot. Looking at just $26,995, 2020 Altima SR. You know, I forgot to look at the mileage. I know it's not very high, you know that, and it's one that's going to last you a long time. And the Nissan's really cool with the backup camera, high definition. Really, really nice nice vehicle, nice ride on the road. I think we drove this one before, and really like this one. Nice riding car. Check it out on the lot of Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street. If you're looking for new, they can get it for you. You just got to get in and be ready to buy when they come in because they're going quick. Galesburg Nissan, home of a lifetime warranty. Capri Ferguson with it, gives to Kiera Kilgore, right elbow. Kiera drives in, little one-handed push out, no good. Juniper Schwartz with the rebound, can't hit. Kiera with the rebound, up off the glass and in, and one. I believe it's Fohey. It's going to get the call. Let's see. Yeah, I believe Taylor Fohey. That'll be her second foul. Oh, no, it wasn't. Who did they call? Let's see. Who did they give that one to? I'm not sure. Must have been Sengmene. Anyway, Kiera Kilgore with the offensive rebound put back. Free throws up. Missed it. And Quincy has it. 15-14 is the lead. And a steal by Capri Ferguson. Capri comes up with a steal. And she's got it out near the center circle. That is her first steal of the game. And nope, that turned it over, though. Threw it behind Alexis Abby Langefelter, and the Streaks turned it over. Now that is their 10th of the game with 4:04 to play in the half, trailing 15-14. Kara Kilgore, Caden Zladek, Abby Langefelter, Juniper Schwartzman, Capri Ferguson on the floor for the Streaks. This is Dade out high right side. By the way, it was Dade that picked up that last foul for Quincy. Pass over the top, knocked away and stolen. Now Caden Zladek comes away with a steal this time. Caden's down the right side, tried to bounce for Juniper Schwartzman. Now we're going to have a scrum and a jump ball called, and the possessioner should go toward us. We had it to start the quarter. So and now we're going to have a mask timeout as well. So, 3:45 to play. Streaks after getting the steal. Caden Slida got the steal. The Streaks come down and turn it over. That's their 12th of the game. We'll take a timeout as well. It's Quincy 15, Galesburg 14. 3:45 to play in the first half. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Brian Prescott from WGIL with this reminder. The Galesburg VFW at 1001 Michigan Avenue hosts Bingo every Saturday, and you're invited. The doors open at 10:30 a.m., and Bingo starts at 12:45. So put it as a recurring event on your calendar and come out for weekly fun. For more information about this and other area events, visit the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
3:45 to play here in the first half. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Quincy Blue Devils 15-14. And Quincy will have to bring up the length of the court. Streaks will pick up a full court pressure. It'll be Layla Dade to inbound, guarded by Caden Slidek. And it comes to Fohey. Gets to Chevalier, nearly overthrew her, and Chevalier able to run it down. Capri Ferguson nearly took it away from her, but Chevalier able to run it down. Chevalier hands off to Fohey. Out high left side, segment A. Now left wing, Dade fires a three, no good. Capri Ferguson with a rebound for the Streaks. Down the other way, feed from Caden Slida to Abby Davidson, and now they're going to say Kiara Traveler. Abby kicked it out to her. She caught the pass a little bit too low, kicked it out to Kiara, and tried to make the move. Same official is having a good time with the travel calls. That is 13 Street turnovers now with 3:21 to play here in the first half, trailing 15-14. Chevalier inbound, and it comes to Dade. Nearly got a five call there. Dade will run it across. Left side goes to Sangmane, drives in, comes up short with a shot, and Abby Davidson with her fourth rebound will bring it back the other way. Free Ferguson across midcourt, left side. Bounces to Abby Langefelter between the circles. Right wing, Kiara Kilgore. Kiara drives right baseline. Spins, gets into the paint. Puts up a little 10-footer. Got partially blocked, I think. But anyway, it went out of bounds, but it was knocked out by Fohey last. So the Streaks will inbound from the right baseline with 2:52 to play. Chance to take back the lead. Trailing 15-14. Capri Ferguson to inbound. And it comes to Kiara on the left baseline. She'll penetrate, pull up with a 10-footer, too hard off the glass. Fohey brings the rebound away for the Blue Devils. Quincy with the lead, 15-14, 2:40 to play first half. Chevalier on the dribble, top of the key, left side it goes to Sangmane. Now it's Fohey in the left corner, brings it back out to the wing. Top of the key, Sangmane dribbles left. And he missed the travel on that one. Now it's Dade between the circles. Left side, Sangmane. It's a pick from Fohey. Fires a 15-footer. Good. Sangmane with her third basket. She's got seven, and it's 17-14. Quincy matching their biggest lead. Capri Ferguson down the right side. Little runner in the paint. Up and good. Nice move by Capri Ferguson. Her first basket. And it's 17-16. 2:05 to play in the half. Quincy with the lead. Dade brings it across in the center circle. Picks up. Gives to Fohey. Down on the left side goes to Novacell. A little backdoor pass to her. Novacell lays it up with the left hand and in. She's got four. 19-16. 1:50 to play. Caden Slidek with it right wing. Gives to Capri Ferguson out high right side. Capri back to Cadence. Cadence to Kiara. Top of the key. Just inside the three-point arc. No good. Rebound off the hands of Abby Davidson. Fohey came away with it. Gets it to Novacell. Now it's Sangmane on the left wing, back on high to Dade with a minute 30 to play in the half. Chevalier right wing, Quincy leads 19-16. Chevalier to Novosel, top of the key. Left wing, it goes to Dade. Dade hesitates, gets to the left elbow. Now to Fohey, now right wing. Segment A, a wide open three. Can't leave her open. That's the second one she's hit. She's got 10, and it's 22-16. And the Streaks turn it over as a overthrew Cadence running the court on the right side. That's 14 streak turnovers. Again, just some unforced errors here tonight. And the Streaks, every time you turn it over, that's one that basket you're not getting and an opportunity for the opposing team to get a basket. 104 to play, 22-16 is a Quincy lead. Novosel out between the circles. Left baseline, it goes to Chevalier. She penetrates and runs into Kier. Oh, boy, they called a block on Kier. I thought she got there. But that's going to be the first on Kiera. And Quincy will have it down on the left baseline. 55.9 to play in the half. And it will be, who's going to inbound? Dade to inbound. Might just go over the top to one of the bigs. Now finally have to get it out. Foey comes out to the left wing. Now gives to the right elbow to Dade. Dade drives right baseline. Shot blocked by Cadence Leidick. And, oh, that should be Streak's ball because Cadence blocked it right back into Dade's hands. And it went out of bounds. But they're giving it back to Quincy. Great defensive play by Cadence Leidick. Back to the Blue Devils. 49.2 to play. And it comes to Chevalier on the left baseline. Kicked out to Sangmanet. Top of the key. Dribbles right. Hands off to Dade with 42. Dade dribbles left. They're going to run a little weave. Now Chevalier. Right side, Sangmanet. Now right wing. It goes to Fohey. Way cross court to Dade. Had to jump for that one in front of the Streaks bench. Now Dade penetrates. A little runner up and missed it. And the rebound, Juniper Schwartzman for the Streaks. Quickly back to that way. Kiera gets into the paint. Looks like she might have got fouled there. Shot no good. But Cadence Leidick with the offensive rebound. Tried to get it inside to Kiera. And it's going to go back to the Streaks. So Cadence with the offensive rebound. Streaks will have it. 14.9 to play here in the half. Trailing 22-16. Capri Ferguson to inbound from the left baseline. And it comes to Cadence Leidick. Cadence bounces to Capri in the left corner. And Juniper got pushed, blocked, caught the ball down on the block and got pushed, nearly got pushed out of bounds. Cadence for three out high left side, or right side, no good. Sangmanet with a rebound. Fohey kind of pushed. And now a Sangmanet with a shot from midcourt, no good. But, Juniper was posted up. And as she went to catch the pass, her arms flung up in the air because Fohey had pushed it from behind, and the officials missed that one. Well, we played one half of basketball. Streaks struggling with the turnovers, but still in this one at the half. It is Quincy 22, Galesburg 16. We'll come back and talk about this one, run down some halftime stats and more. Upcoming schedule, Streaks trail 22-16. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
The yellow and black WGIL button, it's worth all the... I mean, if you're not paying attention, it can... Maybe if you slowed down, it wouldn't... Even if you let someone else pin it on, it can... It's still worth all the... If you pin it on while naked... Or let your cat pin it on...
Win up to $500 just by wearing the new WGIL button. Pick up yours today at
Kohl's Diamond Gallery, Simmons Street, Galesburg.
For a full list of button locations, visit WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing, the Galesburg area's oldest and most trusted roofing contractor, TempletonRoofing.com.
This is Lisa Stofan. Heard the Mark Patrick weight loss hypnosis hype? Well, I attended because my father stopped smoking with hypnosis. Hypnosis eliminated my desire for soda and fast food, made me want to exercise, and I lost 60 pounds in 6 months. My energy level exploded. I brought my husband. He lost weight. More important, cholesterol and blood pressure improved. My friend went, and she lost 20 pounds in the first 2 months. So does Mark Patrick hypnosis work? Oh, yeah, it works. Nothing has changed my life more. Well, except maybe my husband. He's so proud of me. Makes me cry.
If you're struggling with weight and frustrated with dieting each and every year, Mark Patrick Seminars will be in Galesburg on Saturday, February 19th from 11 until 1. Registration starts at 10:30. Sign up now at galesburg.info, keyword lose weight. Find out how the power of hypnosis can help you achieve your weight loss goals. There's limited seating, so get signed up now at galesburg.info, keyword lose weight.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back here at Quincy High School, halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Quincy Blue Devils 22-16. Streaks were outscored 11-8 in the first quarter and 11-8 in the second quarter. So apparently there's a little bit of dispute with the official scorer. Both Lexi Daniels and Josh Biddle stopped by and took a look at my scorebook. They just wanted to see how many fouls that I had on the Streaks. I had one on Kiara and one on Alexis. That's what Lexi keeps track of it on our bench, and that's what she had. The official scorer is showing Kiara with two fouls and the Streaks with three total. They have, in fact, they have it up on the board. They have two for Kiara and one for Alexis. There was only two fouls called on the Streaks in the first half. So that could be key, that extra foul on Kiara. Hopefully they'll get that straightened out, because Lexi and I both had the same thing. There was just the two fouls called in the first half on the Streaks. All right. Well, the Streaks trail 22-16 here tonight. Sophomores fell 35-30 in overtime. Here's what the upcoming schedule looks like. The Galesburg High boys back in action tomorrow night. And they will, where are we at? Friday, they will be on the road at United Township to take on the Panthers. Brad Benowitz and Jeremy Pickler will have that for you. 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock tip here on WGIL. Then coming up on Saturday, the girls play host to the United Township Panthers at John Field Gym. 1:10 pregame, 1:30 tip. I'll be there along with Eric Gibson for that one. Then the boys will also be playing a little bit later Saturday afternoon. They'll be down at the manual shootout. They'll take on Richwoods. That's scheduled for a 2:10 pregame and a 2:30 tip. That game will be on 92.7 FM, the Laser. And then once we wrap up the girls' broadcast, we'll pick up the rest of the boys as well. Also, the Fighting Illini are also in action. They are at Northwestern on Saturday, and when the boys' broadcast gets wrapped up, we'll pick up the rest of the Illini game. Then next, we got a busy week for the girls next week. Three games on the road, Tuesday night at Canton for a 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock tip. Thursday night at Rock Island, 6:40 and 7, and then Saturday afternoon at Alleman. That's showing an evening game at Alleman, 6:40 on Saturday the 5th. In between, the Galesburg High boys back on the road at Geneseo on Friday night. The Illini coming up next Wednesday will be hosting the Wisconsin Badgers at 7 o'clock here on WGIL. We're at halftime, Streaks trail 22-16. We'll run down some halftime stats coming up next. You're listening to Silver Street Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Smart doesn't just happen, it's designed. This is Lauren West. The Buick Encore GX, it's a five-person SUV with the tech you need everywhere you go, such as Apple CarPlay and Android Auto.
Hi, this is Brandon Kinney from Yemen Galesburg. Right now, you can buy a 2022 Buick Encore GX, 0% for 48 months, plus loyalty cash.
Discover the all-new Buick Encore GX at Yem North Henderson, Galesburg.
This is Autumn Cantorini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with two fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
If you had a family hardware store that went four generations, and he is your manager, it would be time to take the keys away and say, you can't do it anymore, dude.
Joey's at the plate. He swings, and he just hit the ump in the crotch. All right, good effort, Joe.
But if it was the family hardware store, you would have had that conversation 15 years ago.
Dude, you'd take the TV remote away from him.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service, your registered e-file location at 929 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. We receive a 5% discount on your tax preparation when you bring in five non-perishable items for our local food pantry. Mostly cloudy tonight, scattered flurries, overnight low of 7, the wind chill as low as 2 below. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 18. A little 5 tomorrow night. Saturday, sunny and 29. It is 29 at WGIL.
Get it, wear it, and win cash when you're spotted. Pick up the yellow WGIL button at Knoxville Bar and Grill. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
Back here at Quincy High School, Tom Meredith. Eric Gibson on assignment tonight. He'll be back with me on Saturday afternoon for the Streaks and United Township Panthers. Here at halftime, Streaks trail 22-16. Checking some halftime statistics. Streaks led in scoring by Derek Hilger with 9 points on a 3 and 3 twos, 0 for 1 from the line. A three-pointer for Caden Slidek. 2 points for Abby Lingenfelter on the basket. 2 for Capri Ferguson on the basket. Streaks with the 2 3-pointers, 0 for 1 from the free throw line. Again, Kiara shouldn't be in any foul trouble. She's got one foul, but for whatever reason, the Quincy official scorer has her for 2, which is not right. All right, for the Blue Devils, they were led by Asia Sangmanay with 10 points, including a couple of threes. 6 points for Taylor Fohey, 2 points for Layla Dade, and 4 for Lacey Novosel. They hit 2 3-pointers, did not attempt any free throws. The biggest stat, Streaks have turned the ball over 14 times, 7 times for the Blue Devils. Streaks out-rebounding Quincy fairly close, 13-11. In the first half. So again, we'll see what happens with the foul situation. Kiara with 1, but they have her marked down for 2. So that could be very key here in the second half. Again, the sophomores lost here tonight in overtime to Quincy. 35-30 was the final in that one here tonight. Yeah, this is a real different situation here at Quincy. You've never got the band right next to me here. And if you've not been in the gym where the girls playing at the high school, got the court with the bleachers, and then we're down at the end of the floor where there's an open court. There's actually 2 more basketball courts on this end, and that's where the band is actually set up. And we've never had the pep band here for a girls game before. So I guess they're ready for us tonight. All right, just about ready to get the second half underway. Streaks trail 22-16, and we'll have the ball to start the second half. And, they're keeping it. They are not budging on the number of fouls they have. I wish they would talk to the officials. I'm sure they remember that they only called 2 fouls in the first half on us. I mean, there was actually only 4 fouls called in the first half, 2 on us and 2 on them, 1 on Fohey and 1 on Dade, and for us, 1 on Kiara and 1 on Alexis. All right, just about ready to get the second half underway. Streaks will have the ball. They come out with Grace Nelson, Abby Davidson, Kiara Kogor, Abby Lingenfelter, and Caden Slidek. The Blue Devils come out the same way they started the game as well. Chevalier, Novosel, Dade, Sangmanay, and Fohey. Kiara Kogor to inbound and trigger for the Streaks. 1-3-1 zone for the Blue Devils. Grace Nelson with the bounces for Abby Lingenfelter out high left side. Picks up. Swing it over to Caden Slidek, right wing, now to Grace, out high on the right side. In the mid post, it goes to Abby Lingenfelter. Bounces for Abby Davis, a little 10-footer up, but no good. Abby Lingenfelter with a rebound. Really, you're going to call her going over the back? You haven't called that all night, and we've had that a lot in the first half on this end, but that's going to go against Abby Lingenfelter. So, first time they've called that tonight. Happened a lot down on this end. Near steal by Kiara, full court pressure against Chevalier. Chevalier finally gets it across to Fohey right side. Free throw line, Novosel back to Chevalier out between the circles. 7.5 to play third quarter. Quincy leads 22-16. Left wing, Dade to Fohey between the circles. Fohey on the dribble, goes to the free throw line, gets in the paint, and fired one. And now, here we go. Now he's going to call her over the back finally. She's done it several times, went over the back of Abby Davidson. She actually got a shot off that it was a tough shot to get off. She had looked like it had gotten blocked on the way up, and Fohey able to muscle it up. But gets called for her second foul. Abby Davidson at the free throw line. Right elbow kicks back out to Grace Nelson. Now Abby Lingenfelter to Caden Slidek, right wing. Back to Abby Lingenfelter in the paint. Puts it on the floor. Lost a handle, but Abby Davidson picks it up. 10-footer left baseline. It's good. First basket tonight for Abby Davidson. Give an assist to Abby Lingenfelter on that one. 22-18, 6:58 to play here in the third quarter. Left wing, it's Sangmanay. Now it's out to Key Fohey for Quincy. Right wing, Dade. A wide open three-pointer. Too strong, and Abby Davidson again over the back, and a jump ball called. Novosel went over her back, and jump ball is called, so it's going to go back to the Blue Devils. Dade will inbound from the left baseline. And gets it into Fohi at the free throw line. Out high left side to Dade. She'll bring it back out top. Goes to the right wing. Pulls it back out. Gives top of the key to Novacell. Novacell left wing to Chevalier. Chevalier working against Grace Nelson. Inside her pass went right into the hands of Abby Davidson. So the Streaks get it back on the Quincy turnover. And now the Streaks turn it over. Chevalier took it away from Grace Nelson. Now Grace took it back away. And it should go back. No. That ball went off Chevalier last. The official didn't see it because he hadn't gotten down the court. Grace knocked it away, and Chevalier hit it last, but they're giving it back to Quincy. So the teams exchange turnovers there. And it goes back to the Blue Devils. Dade, top of the key to Chevalier, who dribbles left, cut off by Grace Nelson, goes to the wing, now bounces for Fohi. Fohi fakes down on the block, missed the shot, and Abby Davidson comes away with a rebound for the Streaks. Now Grace Nelson to Abby Lingenfelter between the circles. Left wing it goes to Cadence Leidick. Streaks trail 22-18. Kiera down the right side of the lane. Crosses over. Gets in the paint. Shot blocked by Fohi. And Chevalier comes away with a rebound for the Blue Devils. This is Chevalier with it. Top of the key, Fohi. Now to Novacell down the left block. Fakes. And the ball knocked away by Kiera. It's going to go off of the Streaks last. With 5:38 to play here in the quarter. Streaks trail 22-18. And it'll be Dade to inbound from the right baseline. Dade looks over the defense, bounces for Fohi, mid-block, drives into the paint, fakes, puts it up, shot blocked by Abby Davidson. Capri Ferguson with a rebound for the Streaks. But the Streaks turn it right over once again. 16 for the ball game. This is Sangmane, left wing, it goes to Fohi. 5:17 to play in the quarter. Novacell right wing to Chevalier. Streaks trail 22-18. Chevalier on the dribble, goes to the free throw line, cut off, and gives to Dade out high on the left side. She'll go to the left wing, pulls it back out, gives top of the key to Novacell. Novacell drives down the right side of the lane, shot blocked by Abby Davidson. Novacell saves it inbounds, and Kiera Kilgore comes away with it. Three blocks for Abby tonight, two here in the third quarter. Right wing, it's Cadence Leidick. Back to the right corner, Kiera Kilgore fires a three, too strong. Rebound comes down to Fohi for Quincy. Still 22-18, Chevalier down in the right corner. Gets to Fohi, top of the key. Left wing goes to Dade. Dade puts it on the floor, working against Cadence Leidick, brings it out between the circles with 4:28 to play in the quarter. Left wing, Sangmane. Sangmane penetrates, and oh, my goodness, handed the ball to Abby Lingenfelter. She tried to pick up, go for the shot. Abby got a hand on top of the ball, gets called for a foul. That's her second now. So that'll bring Juniper Schwartzman off the bench, as well as Alexis Edgerson, Cadence Leidick, and Abby Davidson will get a break. Quincy will have it on the left baseline, 4:22 to play, and it'll be Sangmane to inbound. Sangmane. Gets it in to Novacell. Out high left side it goes to Chevalier. Back to Sangmane on the right wing. Penetrates, pulls up a little late footer. Sangmane having a night. She's got 12, and it's 24-18. Quincy. Capri Ferguson right wing with it. Bounces for Abby Lingenfelter, top of the key. She'll fire the three. Too strong. Rebound comes away to Sangmane for Quincy. Sangmane right side gets to Fohi. Left side up off the glass. Missed it, though. Juniper Schwartzman with a rebound for the Streaks. Streaks got a break there. Quincy got a good look at it. And, oh, Chevalier just ran into Capri and stole the ball, and no foul called. Came in, like, swatted her arm up at her and hit her across the shoulder. So another Streaks turnover. They've got 17 for the game and trail 24-18, 3:36 to play. Dade down the right side. Shot no good. Rebound, though, comes down to Novacell. Kicks out to Sangmane. A three-pointer left side. Missed that one. It hit the cable above, so it'll go back to the Streaks. And we're going to have a mask timeout. 3:26 to play here in the third. Struggle offensively tonight. Streaks trail 24-18. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging. But you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Wear it for your chance to win cash on the spot. Get your free WGIL button at Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
.326 to play third quarter. Quincy High School, Tom Aerdiff. Tara Gibson on assignment tonight. Streaks trail the Quincy Blue Devils 24-18. This is looking a whole lot like the last time we saw this team, where the Streaks just not able to get anything going offensively, and quite a few unforced turnovers. But Streaks with the basketball. Abby Lingenfelter inbound. Capri Ferguson to trigger the offense. Free across midcourt. Down the right side, bounces, and turned it over. Bounced it behind Juniper Schwartzman. She had no chance to get that one. 18 turnovers for the Streaks with 3:18 to play here in the third quarter. Dade down the right side, splits the defenders, gets it up and in. Nice move by Layla Dade. She's got four. Streaks just fell asleep defensively that time. 26-18, Quincy increases the lead. Alexis Edgerson out high left side. And Coach Massey calls a timeout, and it is a 30. I can't see the indication of the officials. Yep, 30-second timeout. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street here in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games. A really nice vehicle we're driving. If you're looking for pre-owned, you want to check this one out. It's a 2020 Nissan Altima SR. Very nice gray in color. $26,995 is the price on this one. Check it out. If you're looking new, they can help you out. You just got to be ready to buy, though, because they're nearly going out as fast as they're coming in. So stop by and see them at Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty. And for the Blue Devils is Kate Metemeyer, 5'7", freshman. Streaks come back out. Abby Davis and Caden Slidek back in, as is Kiara Kilgore, Grace Nelson, Abby Lingenfelter. Grace Nelson on the dribble, out high on the right side, under 3 minutes to play in the quarter. Caden Slidek, right wing, back out to Grace. Right corner goes to Kiara. Kiara on the dribble, splits the defenders, gets into the paint. And what's the call? Got a reach on somebody, apparently. I didn't see it. Let's see. I can't even see the indication. Lacey Novosel picks up the foul. That is her first, second team foul on Quincy here in the second half. Abby Davidson inbound from the left baseline, gets into Kiara Kilgore. Kiara penetrates and got a shot up with the left hand, couldn't hit it. Rebound comes away to Chevalier for Quincy. Like a little contact there. Kiara couldn't get it to fall. 2:33 to play. Now Dade down the left side. Kicks out to Chevalier, left wing. Penetrates to the left elbow. Now Novosel, right elbow. Hands off to Sangmane. Sangmane pulls it back out. Gives to Metemeyer. Top again. A steal by Cadence Leidick. Cadence with a steal down the right side. Lays it up and in. Cadence with five. And that is her second steal of the game. 10 turnovers by Quincy. 26-20 now. Blue Devils lead. This is Novosel out high on the right side. Top of the key gives to Chevalier. She's got it out near the center circle with under two to play in the quarter. Left wing, Dade. Dade puts on the floor. Now gives to Novosel. Top of the key to Chevalier on the right wing. Chevalier gives to Sangmane. Top of the key. Shoulder over left. Pulls up a little 12-footer. Missed it. And the rebound adding Lingenfelter for the Streaks. That's actually Abby's first rebound of the game, believe it or not. Right baseline, Caden Slidek, and should go back to the Streaks, yeah. As the pass got, tried to get it to Caden, tried to get back to Abby. Lingenfelter was tapped away by one of the Blue Devils. I think Abby maybe thought, I don't know if she got a finger on it or not, because she almost started walking back this way, but the Streaks get it back, get the favor of that call. Caden, or rather Kiara, drives in and gets a blocking foul, getting called on Sangmane. That's her first. And 13 foul now on Quincy. 1:28 to play in the quarter. Streaks trail 26-20. Grace Nelson inbound from the left baseline for the Streaks. Looks over the defense, and it comes to Kiara. Free throw line, drives right, pulls up a little late footer, missed it. Rebound, Abby Lingenfelter missed it, got her own rebound, and couldn't get it to fall, but gets fouled. So Abby Lingenfelter with the two offensive rebounds there. Layla Dade picks up her second foul. Abby Lingenfelter will go to the free throw line with two shots for the Streaks. Streaks only had one attempt in the first half. Quincy had none. So Abby's first shot is up, and it is good. Her first point of the second half, she's got three. And after not having a rebound, she's got three quick ones, an offensive and two defensive rebounds. Second shot is way in and out, no good. And Fohey comes away with a rebound for the Blue Devils. This is Dade with 1:15 to play. Oh, my goodness. If that's Kiara, it's only her second, but they're going to have her marked for two. So that'll be their third. They do call it on a Kiara. Dade lost the dribble, and Kiara reached in. And it should be just her second foul. It is. They said it's her third, and it's not. That is just her second foul. So that is a key statistic here tonight, that they gave her an extra foul in the first half, and they weren't able to budge on it, or weren't willing to budge. Dade has it. Bounces for Fohey. Spins. Little eight-footer's no good. Rebound, Kiara Kilgore for the Streaks. They trail 26-21. Kiara down the left side. Fake, stops, leans in, and puts it up off the glass. Can't hit. Rebound tapped around. Chevalier comes away with it for Quincy. Down to Sangmanet in the right corner. Sangmanet on the dribble. Crosses over, goes to the left elbow, pulls up with a 15-footer, missed it. And Abby Davidson runs down with a rebound. Hey, she got a hold of her arm. Thank you. The official right on top of the play wasn't going to call it. Literally right in front of me, the official on the other side of the court made the call. I mean, she had a hold of Abby's arm. So Juniper Schwartzman back in. She'll replace Abby Davidson. Abby pulled down that last rebound. So we'll go back the other way. So the foul went against Novacell. That was her second. 23 to play. And the Streaks turn it over again. Grace Nelson over through Kiara. That is 5.5. 19 for the game. 20.3 to play. Capri Ferguson gets up and checks back in. She'll replace Grace Nelson. Streaks trail 26-21. 19 seconds to play now in the quarter. Fohey has it at the right elbow, gives to Dade, left wing. Dade fakes, goes baseline, and traveled. And, yeah, there we go. Now, okay, so this time the official on the baseline that saw it didn't call it, the official that didn't call the foul last time. He was way out by midcourt on the opposite side, and he called the travel. Correct call, but it's just interesting the dynamic between these three tonight. That is the 11th turnover by Quincy. Capri Ferguson down the right side, lost the handle and turns it over, fell to the floor. Now Novacell with three, lost the handle on it. She's got it, picks up, gives to Sangmanet, fires a three at the buzzer, good. Sangmanet, she's got 15. I thought she had finally cooled off because she'd been missing several shots here in the third quarter, but hit that one at the buzzer, and we have played three quarters of basketball. It is Quincy 29, Galesburg 21. We'll come back with the final 8 minutes. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life. And a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage.
Want to hand your favorite local charity $100? Nominate them for Hometown Hundreds. Every week, F&M Bank and Galesburg.info draw a winner from the nominees, like Bethesda Food Pantry, who just got $100. Nominate now at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Streaks for the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Capri Ferguson on high right side. Bounces for Caden Slidek in the right corner. In the paint goes to Abby David, or Abby Leofelter, got knocked away, streaks turnover. Sangmane comes away with it. 20 turnovers for the game for the streak. Chevalier with it. Left wing, top of the key to Fohey. Over the top to Novacell, got behind the defense, lays it up and in. Nice high-low that time, and Novacell was six. And it's 31-21. Quincy with their biggest lead of the ball game. Fourth quarter just underway. Abby Leofelter to Caden Slidek, left corner. 18-footer is an air ball. Rebound to Novacell for the Blue Devils. Streaks just can't get it going offensively here tonight. Dade brings it across left side. Gives to Fohey, top of the key. Drives to the free throw line. Pulls up with a 14-footer. In and out, no good. Rebound Abby Leofelter for the Streaks. Back the other way. Caden Slidek, right wing. Out high to Capri Ferguson. Capri drives in the paint and got it stolen away. It's taken away by Chevalier down the left side. Lays it up and in. First basket for Chevalier. And 21 turnovers for the Streaks. And Coach Massey calls a timeout. And this is going to be a full timeout. Biggest lead of the ballgame for the Blue Devils. Streaks trail 33-21. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing, the Galesburg area's oldest and most trusted roofing contractor, TempletonRoofing.com.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Well, the Streaks are struggling mightily offensively tonight. They got outscored in that third quarter 7-5. So Quincy wasn't much better, but they already had the lead, and now they've extended it to 33-21. 6:44 to play in the ball game. Streaks for the basketball. Alexis Edgerson to inbound. She'll get it into Kara Kilgore, and she'll set the offense for the Streaks. See if they can get something going here. Kara out high. Abby Leofelter back to Kara. She'll fire the three. Missed it badly. Rebound comes out long to Chevalier for Quincy. Now it's Dade with it. Dade across midcourt. Gets to Sangmane on the right wing. Out between the circles, Dade brings it to the right wing. Looking for help. Knocked away by Caden Slidek, and Fohey able to pick it up in the right corner. Fohey puts it on the floor, brings it back out high, gets to Novacell, top of the key. Left wing goes to Sangmane. Sangmane brings it to the top of the key, drives right to Dade on the right wing. She'll bring it back out. Looks like they'll run a bit of a weave and work some clock and look for a good shot. Sangmane, right wing. Goes to the right elbow, gets to Novacell, top of the key. Left wing, it's Dade. Dade on the dribble, stops at the free throw line. 15-footer is short. And the rebound's going to fall out of bounds and go back to the Streaks with 5:50 to play. Streaks got to get something going offensively and then get some stops on the defensive end, which they just got one there. Left corner goes to Alexis Edgerson. Abby Leofelter out high left side. Back door, try to get to Caden Slidek, but it's stolen away. Now the ball gets knocked away. Chevalier comes down with the left side up off the glass and in. She's got four all here in the fourth quarter. Now Kara had it knocked away, runs it down near midcourt. 5:23 to play. Streaks trail 35-21. Kara, nice move up off the glass, couldn't get it to fall. Now she's going to get called for the foul, and they're going to have it as her fourth, but it's only her third. So that, like I said, that's key. Called it for going over the back there. And, yeah, she's only got three, but they marked her down for an extra one in the first half that she didn't get called for. Quincy breaks the press. Sangmane down the right side, lays it up, comes up short. Abby Leofelter with a rebound for the Streaks. Back the other way. Kiara down the right side. Kicks out to Cadence, fakes, fires on, or nope, kicks over to Abby Leofelter. Out high left side, three-pointer no good. Abby Davidson with a rebound, puts it up short. And the rebound comes away to Novacell this time. Again, Streaks cannot get it going offensively. They trail 35-21, 4:48 to play in the ball game. Top of the key, it's Novacell. Left wing to Dade. Dade pulls up with a 10-footer left wing, puts it up and in. And Quincy calls a timeout. 4:38 to play. We'll keep it right here because I'm guessing we're going to have another mask timeout coming up. So the Streaks struggling offensively. They trail 37-21 with 4:38 to play in the ball game. Sophomores lost here tonight. 35-30 was the final score. That one went to overtime. So the Streaks, 22 turnovers in the ball game. Again, every time you turn it over, that's a basket you didn't get, and it could be a basket that they got. I don't have points off turnovers. Eric usually keeps track of that, but let's see, 10, 11 turnovers for Quincy here tonight. And again, the problem is they've been so many unforced turnovers, not out of a trap or something like that. Just some tough passes they've thrown tonight, and just throwing the ball away, which is very similar to what happened in the first meeting between these two teams. That game, Streaks had 20 turnovers, and again, we've already got 22 here tonight. So the Streaks will bring it the length of the court, trailing 37-21, 4:38 to play in the ball game. Abby Lingenfelt to the trigger, and Kira Kilgore will set the offense for the Streaks. Kira brings it across. Left side gets to Abby Davidson, had to open lane to the basket, but turned the other way and kicked it back out to Cadence. Now Cadence's pass gets knocked away by Chevalier. Cadence gets it back in the paint to Alexis Edgerson, puts up the five-footer blocked by Fohey, and it's going to go back to the Streaks. Kira will inbound from the left baseline. Bounces for Abby Lingenfelter, and it gets knocked away, but Kira is able to pick it up and lays it up and in. She's in double figures now with 11, 37, 23, 4:10 to play. Now Fohey lost it, and it's going to go back to the Streaks. Not sure what happened there. I guess the pass was just a little bit too high. Fohey couldn't reel it in. Went up kind of awkwardly and lost it out of bounds in front of the Streaks bench, so they'll bring it back the other way. 4:05 to play. Right wing, Caden Slidick. Swing it to Abby Lingenfelter, free throw line. Left baseline, it's Alexis Edgerson for three. Can't hit. Rebound comes away to Chevalier for Quincy. Down it goes to Sangmanet. Sangmanet puts it up and in, and she has had quite a night for the Blue Devils. She's got 17. Now Kara gets blocked in the paint, comes back the other way. This is Chevalier. Chevalier lays it up, missed it. Abby Lingenfelter with a rebound for the Streaks. Five block shots for Quincy here tonight, 39-23. Now in the paint, what's the call? The official is pointing that we'll have it on the baseline. I have no idea what the call was. Somebody got called for, Chevalier got called for a push. I have no idea where that happened. It was a wasted ball. Kira was driving down the right side. Okay, so now we get the mask timeout. 3:29 to play in the ballgame. Streaks trail 39-23. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL, proudly connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Tom Meredith from WGIL. Become an animal expert when you join the Galesburg Public Library's Animal Explorers Club for kids in grades K through 3. Participants receive a free take-home kit with books on the animal of the month and an explorer guide, then meet to share info and enjoy activities on the last Tuesday of each month. Find out how to register on the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Had the basketball on the left baseline. Kira Kilgore was driving in, putting up a little shot, but the whistle blew right before she went up, and it was away from the ball that the foul got called on Chevalier. So it will be Abby Davidson to inbound from the left baseline. For the Streaks, trailing 39-23, 3:29 to play to Alexis Edgerson, left wing. Left corner to Kara. She'll fire the three. Too strong. Rebound comes to Fohey for Quincy. Off to Sangmanet. Quincy just beating us down the floor, but she's going to pull it back out and set up. Now it's Dade with it. Dade dribbles left. Top of the key, Novacell. Right wing it goes to Chevalier. And Cadence is going to get called for a reach. That is her first foul. And that is the fourth team foul on the Streaks, or fifth team foul now. And it'll be Chevalier to inbound. In the backcourt, it goes to Dade, and she'll bring it across for Quincy. Right wing, it goes to Chevalier. Top of the key, it's Novacell. to the corner and overthrew Dade. I'm not sure where she was going with that. And that is a Quincy turnover. Six in the quarter, 13 for the game. Under 3 minutes to play. Streak's not out of it. They just got to get something going offensively quickly here. Abby Lingenfelder on high left side. Kiera out high right side. Fires a three, too strong, and the rebound, Alexis Edgerson. Between two white jerseys, puts it up, can't hit. Rebound tapped out. Alexis runs it down. Now Cadence Leidick. And the Streaks will reset, 2:35 to play. Abby Lingenfelder left corner. Alexis Edgerson fires a three, too strong again. And the ball gets knocked into the backcourt. Sangmane runs it down. And this, they're going to say Kiera is disqualified. That's only her fourth foul, though. They're going to say she fouled out. That is only her fourth foul. So that's not her fifth foul. This is ridiculous. I have never seen this happen before. That's only four on her. But Kiera has been disqualified from the game. She only got called for one foul in the first half. They marked her down for two. I had it correct. Lexi Daniels had it correct, but the official score would not change it. So Kiera has fouled out of the basketball game with four fouls. Dade drives down left side, shot blocked again by Abby Davidson. Cadence Leidick comes away with, or rather, Grace Nelson to Alexis Edgerson, who lays it up and in. Just the second basket of the fourth quarter for the Streaks. Now 39-25, 2:08 to play. Down quarter goes to Novacell. Now this is Dade with it. 2 minutes to play. Right wing, Sangmane. Top of the key, Novacell. Left wing, this is Dade. 1:52 to play. Streaks got to get a turnover here. Dade gives to Sangmane out high on the right side. Sangmane hangs on. Now pulls it out and dribbles left with 1:43 to play. And Brad Dance is going to call a timeout with 1:43 to play. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. Yeah, I have never seen this happen before where the official scorer had it wrong. Streaks had two fouls in the first half, one on Kiera and one on Alexis Edgerson. They marked Kiera down for two fouls in the first half. So now she is fouled out, even though she only had four fouls. And immediately at halftime, Lexi Daniels and Josh Biddle came over and looked at my book to see what I had. And I had the same thing that we had, that Lexi had in her book, that she had one foul, that we only had two fouls in the first half. But they would not change it. That is unfortunate. So you take a scorer away. And now Kiera fouls out with four fouls. Never seen that before. 1:43 to play. Quincy with the basketball. Day down high between the circles. Sangmane right wing. Dribbles right, top of the key. Streaks got to get something going here. Now Day down high left side. Can't let him run so much clock. Now Cadence is going to be... Oh! An illegal screen called on Novacell. That's a turnover, and that'll be the third foul on Novacell. So the Streaks get a break there, 1:29 to play, trailing 39-25. Grace Nelson with it, out high left side to Abby Lingenfelder, to Grace on the right side. Right corner goes to Cadence. Swing it, tried to get it over through Abby Lingenfelder, and Chevalier comes away with a steal, lays it up, missed it. But the rebound comes out to Sangmane. Now a reach is going to be called on Abby Lingenfelder. Streaks just struggling here. 23 turnovers in the game. That's going to put Asia Sangmane at the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. She's got 17 points in the game. 111 to play, 39-25 is the Quincy lead. First shot is up and good. She'll get the bonus. So the Streaks trailing 40-25. Sangmane at the free throw line. Second shot is away. Missed that one. And Dade comes away with the rebound. It's knocked away by Alexis Edgerson. Dade comes up with it. Now it's Novacell. Hands off to Dade with 64 seconds to play. Dade on the dribble. Sangmane out high on the right side with 57 to play. Grace Nelson nearly knocked it away. And the coach Dance tells Sangmane, put it on the floor, move away. And now he calls a timeout with 50.5 to play. And this is the full timeout. We'll keep it right here nonetheless because just about ready to wrap up here. So the Streaks struggling. They've only scored 4 points here in the fourth quarter, only scored five in the third. And Quincy with a 40-25 lead. Well, another struggle against Quincy here tonight. And again, if not, you know, We talked about this the first time around. Streaks had seen, when we, by the time we played Quincy, we had seen Moline, Springfield played really tough defense all over the court, forced a lot of turnovers, Geneseo. But Quincy doesn't play defense that way, and the Streaks still turned the ball over 20 times first time around. It's been the same thing tonight. It wasn't, well, not from Quincy pressure, just I'm not sure where we're going with the ball sometimes, and just struggling with the turnovers with 23 so far tonight with 50.5 to play, and not much offense to speak of. Dade hands off to Fohi with 44 to play, and now she gets called for the travel with 43.2 to play. That might be the first time that official's blown his whistle in the second half. Didn't blow too much in the first half. Grace Nelson out high left side to Abby Lienfelter, Alexis Edgerson. Abby Lienfelter back to Alexis in the left corner. She's got to get a shot off. 33 to play now. Grace Nelson, Abby Lienfelter puts on the floor. Right baseline to Cadence Leidick. Stops, turns. Little 15-footer is no good. Rebound's going to go off of Juniper Schwartzman last, and we'll bring it back the other way with 23.4 to play. So the Streaks trailing, 20 seconds now to play. Sangmonet across midcourt with it, now with 16. Sangmonet on the dribble with 13. Left wing to Chevalier. She'll drive baseline, gets cut off by Cadence Leidick with 8, now with 7. And they're going to be able to dribble it out. 3 seconds to play. And the Quincy Blue Devils defeat the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Final score, Quincy 40, Galesburg 25. Streaks with just 4 points in that fourth quarter on 2 baskets. And, Quincy outscored them another quarter with 11 points. 3 of the 4 quarters, they scored 11. 11 again in that quarter. And the Streaks fall 40-25 is the final score. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about this one. Get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Run down our post-game stats. Name our day's auto body crunch time player of the game as well. Streaks fall 40-25. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
The WGIL button is back.
This year, it's yellow and black.
It's been red and blue and black and white.
It's been green, purple, gray, and out of sight.
It's been worn on a jacket, coat, and sweater vest.
And if you've been spotted wearing one, you can attest
that an envelope full of cash is the cat's pajamas.
And if we spot you wearing one,
well, we'll probably go bananas.
$500.
Oh, my God.
It almost fainted.
Up to $500 just by wearing the new WGIL button. Pick up yours today at
Beaver's Boxcar Express, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
For a full list of button locations, visit WGIL.com.
I was in the market of getting into the rental business. His name was actually on the sign, so I just called his number, and he's been really great to work with.
Neil Buck of East Galesburg knew that to get into the business of rental property, he was going to need a trustworthy realtor on his side. Luckily, our paths crossed. I'm Bradley Hicks with Century 21 Affiliated.
It was actually a competitive situation where there was quite a few offers. The advice he gave me actually is the reason why I got it, even though there was more money offered.
I love it when my expertise can help one of my clients make money. Let me do the same for you. Visit BradleyHIX.com.
Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
Need a little help marketing your home? How about pictures on a well-known website and radio commercials to boot when you list your property with Galesburg.info? Get us pictures of the property and pay a one-time fee of $150. Learn more at Galesburg.info, keyword FISBO.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service, your registered e-file location at 929 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, where you receive a 5% discount on your tax preparation when you bring in 5 non-perishable items for our local food pantry. Mostly cloudy, scattered flurries tonight, overnight low of 7. The wind chill as low as 2 below 0. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 18. Tomorrow night, an overnight low of 5. In downtown Galesburg, it's 25 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Back here at Quincy High School, Tom Erdiff. Streaks fall to the Quincy Blue Devils. Final score, Quincy 40, Galesburg 25. Streaks outscored 7-5 in the third quarter and 11-4 in the fourth quarter. Just couldn't get it going offensively here tonight. So the Streaks fall to 17-9 on the year, 5-5 in the Western Big Six. Quincy evens their record at 8-8, and they are 4-6. In the Western Big Six Conference. Next action will be Saturday afternoon. We'll play host to the United Township Panthers, and had a pretty good game against UT the first time around, and we'll have to play a whole lot better than we did tonight when we see that team coming up this Saturday. Well, on the way, we'll get a chance to chat quickly with Streaks head coach Evan Massey before they get their bus heading back to Galesburg. A late one here tonight as the sophomore game went to overtime. Sophomores fell 35-30, and then we had a ceremony in between games where their players are coming out with their teachers, and I don't know what that was about, but took a little extra time added to our evening here. Streaks fall 40-25 as we await Streaks head coach Evan Massey, and we kind of talked with him in the pregame about the Streaks' confidence level, whether they kind of had that back after four really tough games against four really good teams, and the hope was that they would bounce back and play. And they didn't play their best basketball against either Peoria High or Morton in non-conference games. Played an outstanding game last Thursday night against Geneseo, went to overtime, and suffered a tough loss there. So you were hoping they'd come out with that kind of confidence and play that kind of basketball here tonight, but just was not to be here tonight. Again, this is twice we struggled offensively against this team. And again, you know, didn't see that coming from the defense. It's just we, against that 1-3-1 zone, we just have trouble getting the ball around the perimeter or in the post. And then when we were getting at places, just could not get shots to fall either. So 40-25, the final score here tonight. And I'm sure Coach having a conversation with the girls, and we'll see what he has to say here when he heads back out of the locker room. It'll be a quick one because I know they have to late night, and the girls got to go to school tomorrow, and they have to catch the bus back home here tonight. 40-25, Streaks fall. Sophomores fall 35-30. And overtime, Galesburg High boys tomorrow night will be on the road up in East Moline to take on the United Township Panthers. Brad Benowitz and Jeremy Pickrell will have that action for you tomorrow night here on WGIL. And then Saturday, we'll have a lot of basketball. We'll start with the Galesburg High girls hosting United Township at John Thiel Gym. That a 1:10 pregame and a 1:30 tip tomorrow night. By the way, 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock tip. And then the boys will be in action Saturday down at Manual. At the Manual shootout, they'll take on the Richwoods Knights, and that'll be a 2:10 pregame and a 2:30 tip. That game will be on 92.7 FM, the Laser. And the Illini will tip off, I think, at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, so we'll pick that up following the rest of the boys' game. Our post-game coaches interview is brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. As a Streaks head coach Evan Massey making his way over here to our broadcast position at the end of the floor here. Streaks fall 40-25 is the final score here. And coach, this is it was just strange, not unlike the first game. On the offensive end, we just struggled to put the ball in the basket, and again you turn the ball over more than you like to see.
Yeah, it was just a horrible night for us in terms of things that, I don't have the answer of Coach Daniels, and I said before looking, watching tape of us the first time we played them, that we both kind of came in with a confidence of just felt like, we can't play as bad as we did that first time. Well, we not only played as bad, we played worse in terms of it. And I honestly, you know, I realize that, you know, speaking out of frustration, but I don't know what the answer is, that we've got some players that turning the ball over, and you take them out and you talk to them and you end up explain to them the importance of it. We can't turn it over. I think we had, by our count, we had something like 8 turnovers at the end of the first quarter. And then, you know, we were up to 14 at half. And so you know, take them out, and in timeouts you explain the basic theme, and it's like, hey, it's nothing else. What we got to focus on is don't turn the ball over. But the thing that becomes frustrating then is we had players that were making the same turnover over and over and over. And, you know, did we play perfectly defensively? Absolutely not. But, you know, the bottom line is that, you know, I don't know, what did we score? We had 9 points in the second
half. Yeah, 5 in the third and 4 in the fourth, yeah.
That we just, you know, we've got – right now we got to figure out of one is – you know, do we have players that, you know, that it's a long season, and, you know, do we have players that right now have kind of decided that they've had enough? If that's the case, then we've got to move on and find some other people that are going to step in and play with the pride. Because tonight I think the disappointment was we had too many players who didn't seem to, when we tried to coach them, they didn't seem to have a willingness to change.
Yeah, and you still have some tough games coming up. I mean, you don't want to see them come out this same way Saturday, because you're seeing a really good United Township team on Saturday, and then, you know, 3 tough ones next week as well.
Right. And, you know, that if things don't change, we have a problem. But, you know, I'm confident they'll come back tomorrow and we can work on things. And, you know, we may tweak a little bit of who's where, or, you know, we can look and see if there may be some kids on the sophomore team that we want to kind of begin to infuse in there. We oftentimes do that at the end of the year. But, very, very disappointing. I mean, this is, you know, you think in perspective, a week ago we're losing in overtime to Geneseo, and these guys are losing by 15 to Alleman. Yeah. And, you know, here we are tonight. So it's disappointing that because it just, you know, when one skill just doesn't allow you to win, and you know, the skill, and obviously it's an important skill of passing, that we don't have the ability to do it.
Coach, always appreciate you taking time with us. I know you guys got a long trip back. Have a safe trip back, and we'll see you Saturday.
Yeah, boy, it'll be a long trip back.
Yes, it will. Coach, thank you. That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post-game show. Streaks fall by a final of 40-25. You hear the frustration. Understandable. It's, you know, again, we talked about this first time around, and said during that game that shouldn't have this number of turnovers against a team like this. And we reiterate, right, we say that, not that they're a bad team. It's just the way they play defense as opposed to some of the other teams we've seen. Geneseo, Moline, Rock Island, who are all over you, swarming you the whole game. You understand that you have some turnovers in those games. It's hard to play against them. But here, you know, tonight, and the same thing with the first time around, for the most part, they may have made a few good defensive plays, but for the most part of those 23 turnovers, a lot of them were kind of unforced errors, just not good decisions made with the basketball. All right, we'll come back and take a look at our final stats. Also, coming up, we'll name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks fall 40-25. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care love your vision. They love them so much that if something really bad happens to your eyes after hours, one of their doctors will get up out of bed and meet you at their office to provide emergency care. It's true. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If it's an emergency related to your eye, you can skip the ER and call Kehoe Eye Care.
Your eyes are too precious to put on hold in an emergency.
So Sunday afternoon, Wednesday at midnight, the Tuesday after next at 8:30, Kehoe is there for you.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Wear a yellow WGIL button for your chance to win instant cash. Pick up your free button at Lieber's Boxcar Express on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
Streaks fall 40-25 tonight for the Quincy Blue Devils in Quincy. Let's take a look at our post-game statistics. Scoring-wise, well, obviously not a lot there for the Streaks. We're 25 points. Kara Kilgore led the way with 11 before fouling out with four fouls. I wasn't even going to bother asking Coach Massey about that because it really didn't have much of an effect on on the outcome of the game. But it was still just kind of a weird situation. I've never seen before that the official scorer had it wrong and wouldn't change it. She had in the first half, she had one foul, and Alexis Edgerson had one, and they had Kara marked for two, so she fouled out with four fouls here tonight. But anyway, 11 points, four twos, and a 3-4 Kiara, 0-for-1 from the free throw line. Let's see, 5 points for Cadence Leidick on a 3 and a 2, 3 points for Abby Lingenfelter on a basket, 1-for-2 from the line, 2 points apiece for Abby Davidson on a basket, Capri Ferguson on a basket, Alexis Edgerson on a basket, Streaks with the 2 threes, just 1-for-3 from the free throw line. For Quincy, well, the sophomore had 6 points, Taylor Fohey. All those came in the first half, but they really didn't need it because they were led by Asia Sangmane. Had a great night. 4 twos, 3 threes, 1-for-2 from the line. 18 points for Asia Sangmane. 6 points for Layla Dade on 3 baskets. 6 points for Lacey Novosel on 3 baskets. 4 points for Leah Chevalier on a couple of baskets. They hit 3 three-pointers. They were also just 1-for-2 from the free throw line. So we were 1-for-3. They were 1-for-2. Not a whole lot of free throws shot here. Turnover-wise, yeah, Streaks, 23 turnovers in this game, 15 for Quincy. Some other individual stats for the Streaks. It was Abby Davidson with 7 rebounds. She had a steal and 4 blocks. 5 rebounds for Kara Kilgore, 6 for Abby Lingenfelter, and a couple of assists. Cadence Leidick with a rebound and 2 steals, also a block. Let's see, Alexis Edgerson with a couple of rebounds and an assist. Capri Ferguson with a couple of rebounds. She also had a steal and an assist, and a block. Juniper Schwartzman with 3 rebounds for the Streaks. Streaks with 19 defensive rebounds, 8 offensive. They had 27 for the game and did out-rebound Quincy. Quincy with 21. They had 11. Let's see. 17 defensive and 4 offensive rebounds. Again, Streaks, turnovers, 23 turnovers and 25 points. Things don't end well for you with that kind of play. And struggled here tonight. They dropped to 17-9 and 5-5 in the Western Big 6 Conference. Well, we'll do it again Saturday afternoon. Eric Gibson will be back with me, play host to the United Township Panthers. And we'll have it for you about 1:10 for the pregame and a 1:30 tip here on WGIL. The boys tomorrow night at United Township. Brad Benowitz and Jeremy Pickwell will have that action for you, and you'll be able to hear it right here on WGIL. 6:40 pregame and a 7 o'clock tip. We're going to take our final timeout, come back, and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Street Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Hi, it's Steve Mann. Have you heard the commercials for the Mark Patrick Stop Smoking Seminars? And they said only $49.99 and it could work for you. So I thought, that's not even a week's worth of smoking. So I went. And guess what? It did work for me. You know, my friends and family are still amazed. I quit smoking. I didn't have cravings, anxiety, or weight gain. Listen, I don't know how it works, but I know it works because I'm living proof and it's 100% guaranteed. So what do you got to lose? I'll tell you what you got to lose. A very bad habit.
Mark Patrick Seminars is coming to Galesburg Saturday, February 19th for 1 day only. Register now at galesburg.info, keyword stop smoking. No matter how many times you've tried in the past to stop smoking, this program is designed to help you eliminate your desire to smoke without willpower, without cravings, without irritability, without weight gain, or your money back. You can become a non-smoker. Saturday, February 19th at the Best Western Prairie Inn in Galesburg. Register now at galesburg.info, keyword stop smoking.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Ball here tonight, 40-25 final score to the Quincy Blue Devils. And our final order of business to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Kind of hard with a game like this, and you know we've had some games like this in the past where we where we didn't name one, but I just thought, well, let's find some good out of this evening. And again, kind of hard as the streak struggled tonight. But I thought one player really mostly on the defensive end. She only had 2 points, but Taylor Fohey came into the game averaging, at least in the conference, averaging over 14 points a game, and I think for the for the season, averaging 15, around 15 points a game. She only ended up with 6 and worked for those in the first half. It got some looks the rest of the game, and the second half didn't score. I thought it was really honestly due to the defense Abby Davidson played on her. Abby with just 2 points, but she also ended up with 4 block shots, had a steal, had 7 rebounds as well. So Abby Davidson, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Again, that's going to do it, 40-25. The final, Quincy defeats the Galesburg Silver Streaks, and we'll be back at it on Saturday afternoon against the United Township Panthers. The boys at it tomorrow night at United Township. Brad Benowitz and Jeremy Pickrell with that action. Thanks to Clark Burnett for keeping us on the air here tonight. Streaks fall 40-25. Sophomores fall 35-30 in overtime. Good night from Quincy.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports.